Mississippi Delta, and we crossed New Mexico, and I remember how I held her as the desert turned to gold. And I remember every time we stopped that dusty truck and stood together wondering, is it all here for us? Yeah, you know I think it is. You better go on up and tell your kids. Lest you miss it, lest it's gone. Every lover, keep your driver on the road and laughing.
At 92.3 K-Rock, that is John Sebastian and the title track from his mid-70s album, The Four of Us. I always thought you could subtitle that, How I Spent My Summer Vacation. You know, that essay you were always forced to write at the beginning of a new school year. John Sebastian on the Sunday Show. This is Pete Fornital. Schooner Fair directly ahead for St. Patrick's Day. And last week I promised you information about the 20th annual Nassau Community College Folk Festival. Well, it happens this week, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday in the College Union of Nassau Community College in Garden City, New York. On Tuesday night, it's the Harlem Blues and Jazz Band, La Troupe Macandal, Ronnie Gilbert, formerly of the Weavers, Tom Paxton, and Aster Iwicki. Saul Brody will be your host for opening night this year. On Wednesday, March 20th, 8 p.m., Kim and Reggie Harris, Cheryl Wheeler, the Wretched Refuse String Band, Clarence Gatemouth Brown, and headlining Wednesday night, the indescribable David Bromberg. Vin Scelsa is your host on Wednesday. I'm sure he'll be talking about it tonight on Idiot's Delight, beginning at 8 p.m. And Thursday, March 21st, it's my turn to host an evening including the gospel elders of Hempstead, Oscar Brand and John Foley, Ken Bloom, Anna Babula, and Richie Havens. Thursday night at Nassau Community College. And in case you don't know, in case the message hasn't sunk in from past years, it's absolutely free. All are invited to the College Union of Nassau Community College, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, March 19th, 20th, and 21st. There are children's concerts during the day and afternoon and some daytime workshops as well. If you'd like more information, the number to call is 516-222-7148. 516-222-7148. As I mentioned, Schooner Fair directly ahead. And we'll also be starting up a Grand Prix Music Hour. You stay tuned.
Buenos dias, senores and senorettes. No, you haven't punched the Spanish station on your dial. It's Martin Mull with an accent on things Mexican for TGI Fridays. Yes, it's Friday's Fiesta de la Mancho, and it's big. How big? Well, there are all sorts of Mexican dishes, and the food that's served on them is even better. Thank you. Like sizzling fajitas and your choice of beef or chicken, and sour cream chicken enchiladas. Bigger still? Okay. If you order any two mucho tasty Mexican dishes at a participating Fridays, you'll get a Mexican appetizer for only $1 more. Still bigger? Well, we're talking a Mexican pizza here with nine, count them, nine toppings. Or as I like to call it, the Mucho Muncho Pizza. Emphasis on the mucho. Now, if that isn't worth a holy jalapeno, I don't know what is. But vamanos quickly. It's only on for a limited time. This is Martin Mull bidding you a fond adios for TGI Fridays, the American Bistro.
Your attention, please. 92.3 K-Rock and 7-Eleven present Sound Off. Starting February 18th, people all across the North Americas will be voicing their opinions on today's hottest issues. Each week, 92.3 K-Rock and 7-Eleven will announce a different question. You tell us what you think. Get it off your chest. Sound Off. You will have the chance to let your opinion be known through this station and by choosing specially marked yes or no cups when you purchase fresh brewed 7-Eleven coffee or your favorite Big Gulp or Super Big Gulp. Perhaps you should think of it as a bumper sticker for your hand. Yes, Big Gulps come in a variety of sizes and in all of your favorite flavors. Coke, Pepsi, Dr. Pepper, and more. So remember, America, Sound Off gives you a chance to be heard. Be sure to stay tuned to 92.3 K-Rock for complete, up-to-the-minute Sound Off 91 coverage. Vote early and vote often at 7-Eleven, the sign of the times.
I've got a giant relief map of the U.S., 42 boxes of darts, plus a 100-foot ladder. And from up here, it's easy to hit a place that takes the Discover card. No matter where I aim, hotels, gas stations, boutiques, restaurants. In fact, you can use the Discover card at over 1.2 million places nationwide. It pays to Discover, the card that pays you back.
I think we forgot to do something.
Not again.
I had a dream that this little green guy wearing sneakers warned me not to forget to do something important.
Little green guy?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I think it's time you stop watching all that late night TV.
I just can't remember what he said.
Does McBonus ring a bell?
That's it. It's McBonus time.
Do not do. Who can correctly identify any three songs by artist or title to win a $100 Newmark & Lewis gift certificate and be eligible to win the brand new 1991 Pontiac Grand Prix from Newmark & Lewis and New York's classic rock and roll radio. 92.3 K-Rock.
Chorus on that one.
Blossom on the hawthorn that scents the morning breeze, and the oak and the ash and the copper beech are covered down with leaves, and the road is bright in the morning light as she comes down from her door, and the lark is high in the golden sky, and I'm on my way once more. Down summer roads all full of turns and good times always start down summer roads. And the good times always start down summer roads. And the good times always start down summer roads. Down summer roads.
Yes. You gentlemen never cease to amaze me, the good feelings that you communicate to audiences with your performances and songs.
Well, thank you very much.
Chuck and Steve Romanoff and Tom Rowe, that's Schooner Fair, my special guests this morning. And those two selections, actually, this close to St. Patrick's Day, are quite appropriate. Steve, maybe you can make the connection for us.
They certainly are. It's we intentionally stuck them side by side. The first one was The Little Beggar Man, which is a very, very old traditional Irish song, exhumed by Sarah Makem, Tommy Makem's mother, and taught to him, and he in turn taught it to the rest of the English-speaking world about 30 years ago. And the second song, Summer Roads, is a brand new Irish song, also written by Tommy Makem, about 3 years ago, which he taught to us out in Milwaukee about 3 years ago. And it's only appropriate that we start any consideration of music for St. Patrick's with a couple of Tommy Makem songs, because he is the guru. Without Tommy Makem and the Clancy Brothers, there would probably be no Irish music these days in the United States.
Yeah, the influence is spread far and wide. Where do you see it primarily? Chuck?
Where do we see the influence? Almost everywhere, mostly in the larger cities on the East Coast, where it is that you can find popular traditional Irish folk music other places. But I guess Boston, New York, and let's say Philadelphia and Washington.
Chicago.
Chicago. There are great enclaves of people who rally around songs which may or may not be Irish, but are identified
right.
with St. Patrick's Day, which in itself may or may not be Irish.
Steve, you mentioned earlier, before we went on, how that sound, and the Clancys in particular, were influential on the careers of a number of giants in this music. Who'd you have in mind specifically?
Oh, specifically, Peter, Paul, and Mary, Judy Collins, Bob Dylan. They all borrowed or stole unabashedly from Tommy Makem and the Clancy Brothers' repertoire. And in the late 50s and early 60s, that music was quite exciting and brand new to the American folk music scene. And in fact, Bob Dylan, in a recent documentary on the last 25 years of the Tommy Makem and the Clancy Brothers, was interviewed and referred to Liam Clancy as the finest ballad singer he's ever heard.
Wow.
In fact, Dylan's song, Fare Thee Well, is drawn directly from The Leaving of Liverpool, which was popularized by the Clancys and Makem, but was written by Dominic Behan, Brendan Brigitte Behan's younger brother.
Uh-huh. I know how one of your concerns at various times in your career has been the limitations or dangers of being typecast as an Irish band. Certainly not that there's anything wrong with that, but Schooner Fair is much more than that. Oddly enough, our listeners know you in the broader context, really. But there is that connection to what you do that is irrefutable, I think you'll agree. In fact, aren't you having some success in Ireland even as we speak? What's
That's
that
right.
all about, Steve?
It's a very nice irony, because for years, the only work that we could get of any substance would be in Irish bars and Irish clubs around New England, because there really were very few folk clubs where a trio could make a living. And we were very lucky to have written a song that was recorded by Tommy Makem and Liam Clancy, which legitimized us not only as a folk trio, but gave us a certain foot in the door to the Irish music market.
Uh-huh.
And right now we have, well, we had a song on the charts last spring for about 5 months that we wrote about our hometown of Portland, Maine. And another group, a very fine group in Ireland called the Barleycorn, recorded it. They did a very nice job, did all the right changes and all the right harmonies. And I understand the check is in the mail.
Has this now paved the way for you over there as artists in your own right?
We think so, because a major producer is releasing our song, We the People, as a single this spring. And he seems to think that there's enough of a cross interest in our music to appeal to the Irish market, and then not just the Irish market, but the British market as well.
Mm-hmm. That'd be great. And well-deserved, may
Thank
I
you.
Add. Again, given the proximity to that great holiday, is there something we could wrap things up with that would be appropriate?
Yes, indeed. We were thinking perhaps an Irish rebel song. this one goes back to 1798 and was supposed to have been written by a 21-year-old patriot captured by the English after what the English referred to as an uprising outside of the city of Dublin. The fellow who wrote this was captured and wrote the song in prison, never survived his incarceration.
tell me, Sean O'Farrell, tell me why you hurry so. Hush, people, Carl, hush and listen, and his eyes are all aglow. I bear orders from the captain, get ye ready quick and soon. For the pikes must be together by the rising of the moon.
By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon. For the pikes must be together by the rising of the moon.
Oh, then tell me, Sean O'Farrell, where the gathering is to be. In the old spot by the river, right well known to you and me. One more word, the signal token, whistle up the marching tune. With your pike upon your shoulder, by the rising of the moon.
By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon. With your pike upon your shoulder by the rising of the moon.
Many a mud wall cabin eyes were watching through the night. Many a manly heart was throbbing for the coming morning light. Murmurs ran along the valley like the banshee's lonely croon. And a thousand pikes were flashing by the rising of the moon.
By the rising of the moon, by the rising of the moon. And a thousand pikes were flashing by the rising of the moon.
In a river, that dark mass of men were seen. High above their shining weapons hung their own beloved green.
Then to every foe and freedom, always strike the marching tune.
And to rally boys for freedom, tis the rising of the moon.
Tis the rising of the moon, tis the rising of the moon. And to rally boys for freedom, tis the rising of the moon. Tis the rising of the moon, tis the rising of the moon.
It's a Grand Prix weekend on WXRK, New York's classic rock and roll radio station and home of guaranteed 20-song music marathons. Yep, that's right, 92.3 K-Rock.
Let's welcome Mr. Richie Havens.
No, no. Look at the mess I'm in, a head like a football. I think I'm gonna die. But tell me.